For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace God has given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is to give, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Daisy. So what would Jesus think that helped him to do? He would think humbly. And to illustrate what this might mean in the life of the church, Paul goes on to speak of the body of the church as a body. Now, to illustrate a body, I've asked Andy to come up, just in case he didn't know what a body looked like. Here's a fine strapping lad. Right, I wonder if people know the different parts of the body, the human body. Okay, are you ready, children? Are you ready? What is this bit here? Yes, Thomas. It is the head. What is this bit here? Ooh, Timmy. The knee. Wow. What is this bit here? Anyone else know about the human body? Miriam. The arm. Okay. Which, do that again. What's this bit here? Yes, at the back. Eric. Thumb. Thank you. Thank you. What's this bit here? Okay. Let's try a different bit. What's this bit here? The back of the arm. Does anyone know that? Toby. At the elbow. Brilliant. Thank you. Should we do one more? What's this thing here? Here. Oh, yes. Anna. The cheek. I was actually pointing at the thing just behind. Do you know what that is? Bit as well. The ear. Thank you. Super duper. Well, I'm glad that we've learnt the different parts of the body. And Andy, are all the bits of your body fairly important to you?
I think so.
If I was to take your arm away, would that be a problem? Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. Would you say that your body belongs together rather than apart? Yeah. And that's interesting, because Paul says that we are all part of a body if we're Christians in the church, and we all belong together, not apart. And that's amazing, isn't it? Just like Andy would miss his nose if I sawed it off, we should miss each other if we're not there. And in particular, the body has been designed, just like the human body, the body of the church body, the body of Christ, has been designed to work together. So there's no good having a hand if you haven't got an elbow to connect the arm and the hand together. It's really important that all the different parts of the body work together. So, Paul says we belong together. The idea, the illustration that Paul's using, he uses it a number of times, is that the church, the different people in the church, are together a body. And we all work together in unity to help that body grow, to serve God in the world, to serve the world, and to do everything that the church should do, and indeed to help the individuals within the church to be all that God intended us to be. We each have value. We each have a role to play. And in particular, we each serve each other. We've got a role to play in serving each other and serving as part of the church's service of the world. So I've got a present here. To explain this a little bit more, unfortunately, as I said, I blew the prop budget on the band, so we've got Christmas wrapping paper. I'm sorry about that. It says, "From God to the Church." Okay, so it's a good gift. It's a gift that God has given to the church. Does anyone want to come and help me open up the gift? If you've got your hand up, come on up. Come on, yeah, Eric, you can come as well. Everyone who had... Oh. That's brilliant. I might end up with far too many people. I'm sure you didn't have your hand up, Joe, or Timmy. Right, let's take the top lid off. Oh, everyone put their hands on the lid. Let's open it together. Ooh. And what have we got? Ooh. Well, it's not very exciting. There's some gift tags in it. That's my box. Actually, that's my box. It's not really a box that God's given the church. I'm sorry. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, hallelujah. You're perfect. You're seven of you. And you've each got one of these. Okay. Timmy only did it. No, but it's fine because there's seven of you. If Timmy hadn't come up, there wouldn't be seven of you, would there? Right. Now, these are gift tags, and they have written on them some of the things that God has given to the church in the, that Paul tells us about in this passage. So I'm going to start with them in order. What have, can you read that long, long word, Miriam? No. Andy, can you read that long, long word? Confidence. Go on. Yes. Give him a round of applause. That is the hardest word to read. Prophesying, which is speaking a message from God to the church. So it sounds exciting, doesn't it? And let's hang this on the body. Miriam, can you hang that off one of Andy's ears? Because you have to listen to a prophecy. Yeah, that's good. Okay, and then what have we got here? Joel, can you can sit down. Teaching. That's similar but different, isn't it? It's telling people what the word of God in the Bible means. That's a really important gift, isn't it? So let's come here. Let's put that on the other ear because we're also listening when we have some teaching. There we go, Ben. Thank you, Ben. Do you want to go back? I'm going to lift you down. There we go. Who's next? Who wants to go next? Joel, I think you were next. Encouraging. Do you know what encouraging means? It's like helping someone with their words, with your words, saying nice things to them that make them feel really positive. Let's ask Andy to stick his arms out, and you can put that on his arm. That's a really nice long one. Super. So that should hang right down. That the idea is it hangs down. Super. They'll all hang at different heights, you see. So encouraging. This is a tough first gig, isn't it? Go on then, Timmy. Giving. Do you know what giving means? Giving someone something like we're about to do with the Weetabix and fruit juice. Brilliant. Let's put that on. Super duper. What have you got, Imogen? Can you read that? Or do you need a hand? Serving. Well done. Brilliant. Great reading. Let's put that onto Andy. Let's put it on this arm. And then I'm going to ask you to what you got. Showing mercy. Do you want to put that on that arm? Now, showing mercy and serving are kind of similar. Maybe showing mercy is more when you're particularly visiting someone or doing an individual, showing love to someone individually. Serving is more kind of an institutional version of that. They're close. They're very close indeed. And what's the last one you've got there? Leading. Where can we put that one? I think that's to go right round his neck, to be honest. Right there. Thank you so much. And we know what leading is. That's being bossy. No, it's not. It's taking the church in the direction that God wants for it to go in. Brilliant. And can you see how different parts of the body are labelled differently? Brilliant, Andy. Go and take a seat and do what you want. No, that's fine. The point is that these gifts are not just given to the church. They're given to people, and then God gives that person to the church to serve the church. So someone has the gift of encouragement that God gives to them, an encouraging demeanor, a really blessed way in which they bless people. And that's not just for them, for growing their faith and for their glory. It's to bless the church and encourage the church and help the church to grow. And it's the same with all these different gifts. Three times Paul gives in his letters lists of gifts. And each time they're a gift, a skill, a role, a ministry, which God gives to someone as a gift. But then that is a gift to the church. That person with that skill is a gift to the church. They can be spectacular through to the mundane. They can be more of a personality traity type thing, like being generous, or they can be a particular sort of action, a more functional thing like teaching. There's a whole variety, a spectacular variety of ways in which God has made us as Christians, as members of the church. He's made us with unique personalities and unique passions, and he's given us gifts, some of which will be pre-existing and encouraged and set aflame by God at work in us. Others of them will come out of the blue. But what God has made us is designed for us to serve in the church, and through that, to serve the world around us. It's almost as if God takes each Christian, gives them a unique set of skills and gifts, and then gives them to the church as a part of its life and ministry. And like with the body, all these different gifts are designed to work together so that the church is healthy, so the church grows. And Paul's point here is that it's part of our humility to serve each other in this way, in a way that God has designed us to do, so that we can all serve in a way that God has designed us to. We need to look at ourselves with that sober judgment, with prayer, with the help of others, to identify how God has equipped us, how he has made us, and then seek to serve God using those gifts he's given us. And Paul, in this list of gifts he gives us in this passage, starts by saying, basically, use them. If you have the gift of teaching, then teach. And then he goes on to sort of say, use your gift well, cheerfully, diligently, and generously. So he both is kind of saying us, don't hide your gift. If God has given you a gift, you need to use it. It's like if I gave Ash a big birthday present and he hid it at the back of his wardrobe and never took it out. You know, that wouldn't be very grateful. That wouldn't be a very good use of it, would it? Unless it was awful. It's like that. You know, if God's given us a gift, we ought to use it. And then if we're using it in God's service, we ought to do it really well too. And that takes practice. That takes God's help. That takes humility to see where there's a need, however big or small, and get serving. Whatever our age, from the youngest to the oldest, whatever our age, God has made us, God has given us gifts and abilities, and he wants us to take our part in the life of the church. That might change as we go through the different ages and stages, but we're designed to be a part of the functioning of the body. It might be a great gift. It might look really glamorous, or it might look really mundane. It might just be bringing the vicar his "What Would Jesus Do?" bracelet when he leaves it at the last church. That's a real act of generosity. I have to say, particularly that gift of generosity, you might think that's a pretty boring gift. But I know that a well-timed anonymous gifts from people who have that gift of generosity have been the difference between me continuing in ministry and not. And I hope they look, although it was anonymous, I don't know who they were. I hope those people, that gift looked and were really encouraged by the fact that it was such a blessing to me and it spoke of God's love so much to me. Every gift, if you're using it for God as you were designed to be, you know, if you're doing that, that's a wonderful place to be, whatever the gift is. So today's harvest, and we rightly offer gifts of food to help with the work of Hull YFC. We rightly offer gifts of money in the Special Mission Sunday to support that work. We give our time and effort too. All of that is right. We are to be generous in giving because God is generous. But if you're here today as a Christian, I urge you also to pray, to think, to discuss that question. What are the gifts God has given me? And how can I use them? How can I offer them to be used to serve the life of the church? Some of us might follow those gifts of food down to Hull YFC. Others of us will serve elsewhere. There is a multitude of ways we can serve God using our gifts, both here at St. Andrew's and out there, much further afield in the world. So do continue to think about humility and the gifts that God has given you to serve the church. But back to more physical gifts, these gifts of Weetabix and fruit juice. It's the time of the service where I'm going to invite you to bring up your harvest gifts. And we've got a stage in the way, so do just come and put them at the front, and some of us will transfer them to the front of the church.